Hello and welcome to Stop Binge Eating Tonight. Hello, I'm Luke Michael Howard, clinical hypnotist and change worker and owner of Lukenosis Hypnosis. If you require any more information, then please head on over to www.lukenosis.com. This recording is intended for you to listen to when you're in a safe environment where you're able to close your eyes and relax comfortably. So make sure you're not driving or operating any heavy machinery. In a moment, not just yet, but in a moment, I'm gonna count from 3 to 0. And when my count reaches 0, I just simply want you to allow yourself to go even deeper. So let's begin. 3. Going down deeper and deeper and deeper. 2. The deeper you go, the better you feel. The better you feel, the deeper you go. 1. Almost there. 0. Starting now. Starting right now. With your eyes closed, every word, every noise, every sound you hear, inside and out, just allows you to come back to my voice and follow my suggestions even easier. And everything you feel inside and out will allow you to come back to my voice and follow my suggestions even easier. And absolutely nothing I or anyone else does will disturb or disrupt you in any way, shape or form. And starting right now, every suggestion I give you, no matter how silly or strange it may seem, becomes your new automatic reflex action. Every suggestion I give you from this moment forward, you will act upon without hesitation, as you realize intrinsically it's for your own health and benefit. Nod your head if you understand and accept. That's right. And starting right now, every breath you take, every noise you hear, every beat of your heart, every sensation you feel on the skin, every moment that ticks by, and every thought that wanders in and out of your mind are all just signs, are all just signals for you to allow yourself to go even deeper. That's right. You're doing very good. Now in a moment, not just yet, but in a moment, I'm going to count from 5 to 0. And the closer I get to the 0, the closer you get to the 0. And when I get to the 0, you get to the 0 and pass right through the center of it into an absolutely amazing experience called hypnosis and trance, trance and hypnosis. So get ready to allow yourself to feel really good. 5. Getting closer and closer and closer. 4. Closer and closer. You have a growing sense of anticipation. You cannot wait to step through that 0 because you realize what's on the other side is an absolutely amazing experience and you cannot wait to allow yourself to feel it. 3. Closer and closer, closer and closer. 2. Closer and closer. This growing sense of anticipation is getting stronger and you cannot wait to step through that 0 because you realize what's on the other side is everything you ever wanted and for every reason you're here. 1. So close, almost here. 0. Step through the 0 now into an absolutely beautiful, wonderful place called hypnosis and trance. Let it flow from the top of your mind to the bottom of your feet and everywhere in between. From the top of your head to the tips of your toes, sinking, dropping, drifting, floating, melting deeper and deeper, deeper and deeper, deeper and deeper. That's right, you are doing very, very good. Now, you'll continue to allow, just simply allow yourself to go even deeper. With every breath you take, with every move you make, with every sound you hear, with every beat of your heart, with every thought that wanders in and out of your mind, with every sensation on your skin, because you realize you're safe and protected at all times. Now in a moment, not just yet, but in a moment, I'm going to count from 1 to 3, and I'm going to click my fingers like this. And when I do, I simply want you to just allow yourself to double these feelings, to go even deeper on both your mind and your body. So get ready to double these feelings and allow yourself to go even deeper, to feel even better. 1, 2, 3. Double those beautiful feelings now, from the top of your head to the tips of your toes and everywhere in between. And sinking, dropping, drifting, floating, melting, deeper and deeper, deeper and deeper, deeper and deeper. That's right, you are doing excellently. Let's do that again now. I'll count to three. Again, click my fingers, and I simply want you to just allow yourself to go even deeper to the right level of depth for you today to be successful. 1, 2, 3. Double those feelings again, from the top of your head to the tips of your toes and everywhere in between. Sinking, dropping, drifting, floating, melting, deeper and deeper, deeper and deeper, deeper and deeper. You're doing excellently. One more time now. I'll count to three, snap my fingers, and let your mind and body go to the deepest depths for you today to be successful in all the reasons that you're listening to this. So get ready to go deeper and to feel really good, remembering you're always safe and you are always protected. 1, 2, 3. Double those feelings again, from the top of your head to the tips of your toes and everywhere in between. Sinking, dropping, drifting, floating, melting, deeper and deeper, deeper and deeper, deeper and deeper. That's right, you are doing amazing. And with every breath you take, every move you make, every sound you hear, every sensation on your skin, every beat of your heart, every thought that wanders in and out of your mind, are all just signs, are all just signals to stop and come back to my voice and simply allow yourself to go even deeper. That's right. And now your conscious mind can continue to listen to me if it chooses to, but it doesn't need to pay any particular attention to anything I'm saying, because now I'm speaking to your unconscious, subconscious mind. I'm now speaking to your unconscious, your subconscious mind. As in the privacy of your own mind, begin to create a room. Begin to imagine a room that could only exist in your imagination. It's a round room of a comfortable size, and there's a table in the room. And imagine now in that room that can only exist within your imagination, on this table, which can only exist in your imagination, there's a spread of all sorts of foods, all sorts of items that perhaps in the past you had identified as being part of the problem. Imagine, picture, think to yourself as if you were in that room now, and this table is as big as it needs to be, because spread out on this table is this incredible buffet of all the foods, all the binge foods that you've identified as being part of the problem, part of the past, part of your past. I can only quote a previous person who worked with me, and they sat in a little chair a while ago, and as they described this table as being the most incredible display, in their words, of the unhealthiest I've ever been. All the sweets, all the candy, all the unhealthy items, all the things that in the past you had identified as being part of the problem, as if on this table, like a single spotlight shining out as well. All these white, highly processed carbs, sugar, all these highly processed forms of carbohydrates that your body immediately recognizes and converts into sugar and breaks down and stores the unnecessary fat in your body. Imagine, think, as if this table is just so beautifully displayed, kind of like in the ways that you'd see images of food on the menu of a restaurant or even commercials, how they bring in a team of people to perfectly light and arrange this food in a way that in some small way it's usually a bit of a letdown when they finally bring it out to you. It never looks as good as it did on the menu, the poster, or on TV. Imagine, picture, think, as if there before you in this room, spread out on this table, are all the items that in the past you had identified as being part of the problem. So beautifully displayed, perfectly well lit, the texture so wonderfully outlined, the colors so enticing, and the smells perhaps intoxicating, as if the smells of these foods are drawing you towards them. However, notice as I count from 5 to 1 what happens now as 5. The colors begin to fade away. The colors which before were perhaps beautiful are now shifting into a kind of dull white, kind of yellowish, milky, industrial gray. The number 4, all of the beautiful textures losing shape and definition as they're all melting, as if they're oozing down on the table into a kind of blob of gelatinous junk. The number 3, as if all of these textures and colors are now kind of just oozing into a blob of stuff on that very table. The number 2, I don't know if you can begin to become aware of some of the sort of smells associated with this transformation taking place. The smell perhaps like some kind of medical waste. And the number 1, even some sounds as the glunk, the blob, the plopping, all this stuff just kind of drips and plops onto the floor in a mess, into a puddle. And as if your eyes in front of them now, these foods that you identified as being part of the problem have now transformed into the very fat that they become on your body. And go ahead now, let those eyelids open and just let them close right back down now. And you can let any smells and any images fade away. And find yourself back in that room that we just created, black and at the beginning of this experience. And everything has been reset. A team of people have come in and mopped the floor, cleaned things up, and the table is set once again. The table is set, just as enticing as it was before. Beautifully arranged, perfectly crafted, perfectly well lit. All the colours, all the textures, wonderfully outlined. However, notice all those things on the table are the same, yet even already it's in your reaction to them that's shifted. Very clearly, you know that they still exist, yet that connection in your mind is already fading, that connection in your body is already falling away, kind of like, of all things, removing the batteries from a TV remote control that stop working. What do? You remove the old batteries and you put new ones, and the remote control works again. There's a reboot, a reshift, as you will stop binge eating now. But we can shift your focus now briefly back to the old batteries. You clearly know that those old batteries exist, yet there's no charge left in them. Much like you find yourself in this room now with a table beautifully arranged, those foods are still the same, yet your reaction to them, the charge has fallen away. But then again, While we're here, 5, noticing the colors once again shifting from these beautifully arranged colors to this dull white, kind of yellowish, milky industrial gray. The number 4, all the textures oozing down into a blob of gelatinous junk on that very table. The number 3, as if the smells are coming back now, kind of like how you'd imagine some kind of medical waste to smell. The number 2, as it drips and it plops down the legs of the table all the way onto a blob of mess. And the number 1, just the sight of that stuff now, as if you can feel your desire to be rid of these excess layers of that very fat on your body. So highly motivated that even the sight of those foods now, rather than the challenges it may have posed, now becoming the motivator, reminding you of every reason you're listening to this today, reminding you of every reason that you will stop binge eating now. And of all things, imagine that the sight now of these foods that in the past may have posed a challenge, now becoming a motivator, now becoming a reminder to eat right, to drink right, to move right, to feel right. Rather than a weakness, they now become a strength that with each and every day that passes, as these foods become fewer and far between in your life, motivating your life like never before. As the foods remain the same, now it's your reaction that becomes different. As the foods remain the same, it's now your reaction that becomes different. And again, now let those eyelids open. That's right. Let them close now. And this time, much, much deeper down now, as you can imagine yourself again back in that room, back in that same place, that very same table. However, again, a team of people have come in and cleaned things up. They've mopped, they've even thrown away all the food, all the stuff, because now on that table is arranged in a very different way. Now the table is filled with all those good healthy items that you know are in your heart and mind and are conducive to your health. That table is now a wonderful spread, a wonderful display of all the things that are good for your mind, your heart, your lungs, your brain, your body, all those things you now know you ought to be eating more of, all those things that you now know are so good and healthy for your body. An amazing display now of just the healthiest foods possible to motivate these changes in your body. Filling the mind and body now with those things you ought to be having, as opposed to those things you no longer ought to be around. In fact, now as you walk out of that door today and you find yourself being drawn more and more to these good, healthy foods, you'll find that those old ones just begin to fade and fall away on their own, remembering to forget them altogether, forgetting to remember them as well. An amazing display of the good healthy colors of nature, the reds, the oranges, the greens, the blues, the purples, the good healthy colors of nature that your body now knows what to do with them. The foods of all things, it's like the Popeye cartoon, when somehow olive oil would get into a bit of a bind and Popeye would squeeze his can of spinach, yeah, fresh, would maybe be a little bit better, but we can settle on the canned. He'd eat that spinach and his muscles would bulge and he'd save the day, and perhaps not exactly of that nature, not exactly of that speed. But notice now as I count 1 onwards, as you become aware of those good colors of nature, those good healthy nutritional foods that you now know are in your heart and mind, are appropriate for the body you want. Notice what happens as 1, begin to feel the energy rise within you as you find yourself being drawn more and more into this good healthy colors of nature, these good healthy foods that your body knows what to do with. The number 2 and 3, these macronutrients, every bit of nutritional knowledge that you have sinking so deeply now that your unconscious become part of you, so ready now to take action. The number 3 and 4. Now, the mind and body already beginning to strategize, problem solve. Just how easy it's become now to let these good healthy foods become abundant and most obvious option. As the energy rises, the more and more you're drawn to these good foods and going down deeper as 5. Imagine, picture, think of yourself as you walk out of that door today, being drawn into those very good healthy foods, filling the plate, filling your body with the appropriate amount of low calorie, low carb, nutrition dense foods that will give your body sustainable energy, so much more than anything ever has in your past. Take the moment of silence now to just imagine, picture the rest of your day, night, the rest of tomorrow, the rest of your week, and for as long as you find it beneficial, enjoying these things, these good healthy items now. You are a non-binge eater and you are loving life. In a moment, not just yet, but in a moment, I'm going to count from 1 to 5. And my count reaches 5, this new piece of brain mind software will be fully installed and activating, working in the background of all your experiences, ready to aid you in the results that you wanted and you listened to this recording for here today and going forward. 1. Becoming aware of the sounds around you other than the sounds of my voice. 2. Gently shaking your fingertips and toes, allowing full circulation to return to your entire body. 3. Imagine as if every nerve, muscle, cell and fiber in your body was bathed clean in beautiful, clean spring water. 4. Take a nice big deep breath in. Fill up your lungs with love, energy, light and everything that you wanted and want. And breathe out all that crap you no longer want or need in your life anymore. Those negative emotions, traumas, negative beliefs, old patterns, old behaviors. Let them go. And when my count reaches 5, you'll simply open your eyes, feel like brand new, as if you've had a 2-hour nap or a 1-hour massage, feeling excellently with this new piece of brain software installed in your system. 5. Open your eyes and feel like brand new.